Welcome to the Dynamite in the Brain Christmas Party, and today I'm joined in the Dynamite in the Brain Christmas Grotto, i.e. a Discord chat.
Don't spoil the fun.
First up, well, I'm letting people know for when everyone starts to ninja robots later on in the episode, who to blame. Definitely not me for inviting six guests along into one podcast. But first up, I am joined by, as ever, by my co-host, Anthony Askew.
Hello, ho, ho.
We're not doing any co-hosting today, because this is a Christmas party, and as I'm running it, I'm forcing everyone to play a party game.
Yay.
And that first voice we hear complaining, or excited, is Sheena.
Hi.
Hello, Sheena.
Hiya.
Welcome to the Christmas Grotto. Also, the people don't know really, some people have got a hint of what game we're playing. Other people have no clue at all.
That would be me.
Yeah. I haven't got a hint.
I mentioned,
on the Google Calendar, I did mention what it might be, but you may not know what that game is anyway. The next voice you heard was Aaron Long is joining us.
Hello.
Hello, and Merry Christmas to you, Aaron. Merry Christmas to you, Sheena.
Merry Christmas.
We've also got Gary Hedges.
Hey, hey, hey.
Holly.
Hello, festive name for a festive podcast.
Niall.
Hello.
And Pizza Hat.
Hello. When are we all going to line up and sit on Brian's knee one at a time and tell him what Christmas?
Not that kind of podcast.
No. I'll try my son to get away. After
Brian, what anime we want for Christmas?
Yeah,
that's Greg Driver. We've once
hello.
A pseudonym on his voice chat channel where I have to remind myself constantly which one is him. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to play Wits and Wagers Party Edition. One of the not the best version of Wits and Wagers, but it is the version we can theoretically play over a podcast.
Right.
So the way this works is as follows. Each turn, I'm going to ask you a question. It's going to be an anime-themed question. Player will send their guess to me via Facebook. Don't worry, no one is expected to know the answer, so just take your best guess.
Okay.
I want to win! I'm not guessing.
I shut your face and let me finish telling you how it all works.
Get them Wikipedia tabs open.
Once everyone has submitted a guess, I shall sort them from the smallest to the largest, starting with a bonus answer of one. So no need to pick one. One will always be in there as an answer. Then each player bets on the answer that you think is the closest without going over. So you don't have to bet on your own. You see another answer which you think is better or more likely to be true than the one you did, you can bet on that. And you can bet two times.
You can bet you can change answers if you like somebody else's better?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. How do you decide how much something's worth, Brian?
That's because that's why we're playing Wits and Wagers Party Edition. Because there isn't what it's worth in Party Edition. You just double the money each time.
Right.
No, I mean, how do you scale them in largest to smallest?
They're numbers. You know how numbers work.
Right. I thought the answers would be,
words. I thought they'd be like character names and stuff.
That's what I thought. Right. I'm on the ball.
I'm on the top.
I thought I was on the ball till I heard Anthony. Now I'm confused.
So I was going to say numbers and hope for the best.
Yeah.
The answers will always be a number.
Right.
Yeah, so you've got the closest without going over. You get two bets. You can bet on the same one and you'll get 2 points if you get right. Or you can split them over two different answers, but you only get a point if that's the case. Whoever made the winning guess though, whoever wrote the winning guess also gets a point.
Double up by betting on someone else's aside their own, or do they get bonus points if they
no,
bet on their own
then you
and then win?
If you bet on somebody else's besides your own, you wouldn't get double points because you wouldn't score any points for yours, or you wouldn't score any points for the one you betted on, would you?
What?
All right.
There's only one right answer, presumably.
The most points you can score in a round is 3, which is you have the correct guess. I.e. you wrote the winning guess and you put both your bets on that guess.
Gotcha.
Awesome.
Yeah. Then in the final round, you can bet your points themselves. So if you had 10 points, you could bet all of them on one answer. Ooh. And if you win, you'd have 30 points. Or you could split them and double the points you bet on an answer that won.
So even if you don't lose
points in that round too?
Yes, any points on a wrong answer are lost.
Oh, okay.
And you have to bet all your points. You know, for any of your points, you can carry on putting on your same normal 2 bets.
So should everyone open up a little notepad document so they can keep track of their points?
Oh, I think I should open a notepad document to keep track of your points.
I wasn't to say that we would be untrustworthy.
I was thinking I was just going to start off with a nice float and award myself 10 points. Just to... Can I do that?
Cushion there for the rest of the game.
Unless we'll try it out. I've got a test question before we start properly. Test question to get you used to the game. So remember, individual messages to me in Facebook with your answers. You have 30 seconds to tell me how old Smoker is when he first appears in One Piece. And if you need to know who Smoker it looks like, I can find a picture for of him for you beforehand.
Oh, well, forget my previous answer then, if that's the case.
Let's see the picture. Is that going into Pod Pals or is it going onto Discord?
It's going into Discord.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to Discord. Oh, okay.
I can stick it in Pod Pals if that's easier.
Yeah.
Pod Pals is easier.
Separate message on Facebook.
Yes.
I know who Smoker is.
No.
All right.
Oh, my guess of 2 might have been wrong if that's the case.
Okay.
Guessing how many points you wanted?
No, I thought he might be a baby character. I don't know.
It's called Smoker?
Baby with a cigar.
Slash your friend with a rabbit.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I've never really watched much of One Piece.
You and me both.
Or Red or anything.
What's One Piece?
Right, I think we've got all the bets in now, so now it's time for me to arrange them. Do you want these in Pod Pals or in... I think you're in Pod Pals. It's probably
Pod Pals.
Pod Pals.
Open that tab as well.
So I was just going to message you the age, right?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Shoe size.
I'm sweating.
It's so warm.
Yeah, it's down Christmas in the grotto.
I'm freezing here, man.
It's cold and damp in this grotto.
Not on Brian's knee, it's not. We're sharing the same microphone.
Yeah, we all are. The answers. We're all crammed around the same microphone. Like a 1940s radio drama.
Okay, so these are what you can bet on. You've got 1, 2, 35, 45, 47, and 682.
One of them are my answers.
What's
my answer is
2?
Not there. No, I said that didn't count. Remember,
you had to take the first and final answer.
I'm taking your first answer.
You jumped the gun there, man.
Who said 1?
I told you there's always 1 in there. So in case if everyone goes over, there's always a 1. Because it's the highest, it's the closest without going over.
Right.
Okay. Righty-ho, so let's find out who is betting on what. Let's start with Aaron.
I'm going to bet on my own. Do I say what that was?
That was 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was also Niles.
Yes.
Good call, Niles. Good call.
Nice. Then let's go with Anthony.
I'm going to bet on 35 as well, because it's Niles.
And Aaron.
Yeah.
That's your extent, Aaron, yes.
Gary.
I'm going to bet on 45 twice.
Okay. Oh, yes, I was going to say, you're betting on twice on 35, you guys, because you've got 2 bets you can...
Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, please.
Aaron.
Can I bet 1 on 35 and 1 on 45, then?
You can, yes.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
I feel like I'm going to need to take more notes.
How long does this podcast running for? 3 hours.
I'm also pretty sure we're only doing 7 rounds. Holly.
I'm going to go all in on 47 because, like, nobody young in their 30s smokes cigars, surely. That's just... No.
It is
not on the grand line. It's different.
No.
But Adam,
I go double or nothing on 35. As in right. My own answer.
I'm going to go double on 45.
Okey-doke. Sheena.
I'm going to go half on 47 and half on 35.
Okay, Jack. Well, that makes my scoring a lot easier because none of you were right.
What?
Awesome.
Ah, shit.
Was it 682?
He's like fucking 25 or something, isn't he?
He is. Anthony, you get a point because he was 34 years old.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
What? He looks so old for 34. I mean, he's not looking very
old. He's an enemy old. It's like once you hit 30, you're basically dead. So,
that's true. That's true. Oh, jeez.
But that's okay, because we weren't actually scoring, because that was only the test round.
Okay. Well,
oh, nice. Yeah.
I worked hard on that one.
You didn't, because you were like, no, take two. That's not the right answer.
Then I said 16.
Gonna... Oh, okay.
So I would have got it either way.
That's true.
I thought you might be one of those young guys that look old.
I was having a good time. He's like 17 years old or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Smoker.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Does he have a power involving his cigarettes or cigars or anything?
No, he's just a bad boy who smokes.
Oh.
But he's not a very good swimmer, though.
He can turn into smoke.
Well, you know, oh, can he? Swim because he's eating a devil fruit.
See? I knew the lore right behind it.
I had foolishly tidied away all my pens. I've now found a pen. I can properly keep track of who's bet on what, which is my main concern. Righty-ho. So, here's the game proper, and question one. What score did Bakugo get in the UA entrance exam in My Hero Academia?
What?
Oh, no.
So, is that all the rounds combined?
It's the practical and the theory, yes. No, it's not practical. It's just all practical, isn't it? It's fighting villains and saving people. Those were the two scores. Yeah, combination of those two scores.
The entrance exam. How long do we have? I don't know. okay, I'm going to go with this. I don't even know what it's out of.
Yeah, me neither.
I forget what the scoring method was, and that's why I'm going to put down a number. I'm sure you'll find it's most agreeable.
I remember watching it and everything.
It's on at the cinema right now in some places.
Yeah, not his test results. I'd be disappointed if that's what it's about.
Literally, it's just 2 hours of him sat there writing on a page at a desk.
With a ticking clock.
In gritty noir, where he finds the dog away his homework. Whereas, turns out some kind of dog mutant man, he uncovers an conspiracy to e-revise homework and make him stupid.
Right. Okay, so. I'm putting into PodPals the answers we all got. I think. Do the mental. Oh, rejigging these numbers in the right order. So I really regret inviting so many people on.
So you can handle it. You liar.
Holly and Aaron said 5.
What?
Wait.
He's an idiot. He's a good scholar. 8.
Did you?
I said 8.
Okay, then Gary and Gary and Aaron said 8.
Wait, what? No, I messaged you 30.
So Greg, sorry.
Yeah, it was me. I said 8.
Got the same initials on.
Yeah, Greg. Okay.
Okay, so let's go around the betting once more, and we'll start with Anthony this time.
I'm going to bet 1 on my own, which is 46, and 1 on 90.
Okie doke. And then we're with Gary.
I'm going to bet on... You know what? I think I'm going to go once on 46 and once on 68.
Okie doke. Then we are with Holly.
I'll go with 68.
Okie doke. And Niall?
I'll go two ways on 46 and 90.
Okie doke. And then Greg.
All in on 90.
Woohoo!
90 just sounds like an anime test score.
Who answered 90, by the way?
That was Niall.
Ah, me and Niall.
I said wrong, though, because I forget what the scoring criteria were for that part of the exam.
Sheena.
I'm going to go half on my own, 68, and half on 90.
Oh.
You joke. And then finally, Aaron.
I'm going to go one on 30 and one on 90.
The actual answer is 77, which means 68 is the winner.
I didn't know.
Okay, so the scores are Holly has got 2.
Yay.
Sheena has got 2. That was her guess, and she put 1 bet on.
Yay.
And Gary has 1.
Glorious.
How, everyone else, I'm doing the most ridiculous guesses.
You don't have to know anything.
This is great. I love it. I was skeptical at first, but no.
Okay. Next one is I made it more complicated for myself. Never mind. I put that rod for my own back. The next question is question 2. In pounds and pence, how much will Transformers Masterpiece MP44 Convoy / Optimus Prime version 3.0 cost you on HobbyLink Japan?
Oh, good God. What is it?
Well, I just told you, it's Transformers Masterpiece MP44 Convoy Optimus Prime. I think I do have a picture of it. Let me find it.
Oh, good.
I've gone in with my bet already.
I don't have a picture of it. No, I can imagine.
I bet imagine it's like the size of a real truck.
You get a real it's a Transformer. Truck with
I'm not wrapping that one in.
Transformer King Jab.
Okay, so get your bets in. It is pounds and pence.
There you go. I hope I get a question that plays to my particular strengths and interests later in the film.
Maybe some in there. Okie doke, so. Let's throw that away. That's a big old number. That is also
like
a
you're wrestling the numbers, like physically wrestling the numbers.
I just hope Aaron doesn't get his pounds conversion wrong.
Oh,
Tony nails the price in dollars. Converts it wrong. Oh shit! I've gone over.
Can you like the price?
See
is
what
right.
The expert thought.
It's me.
You don't need to be too worried about me getting the conversion wrong, because I still have no idea what this thing is.
No.
It's as big as it's a real truck.
It's Optimus Prime, is what it is.
I've got a masterpiece, Optimus Prime, but I don't think I've got that one.
And how much was that one, Greg?
Ooh.
Mine was in a sale in Toys R Us. It only cost me like 50 quid.
Oh, oh boy,
good to know, good to know.
I don't think it's the same one. I think it's like a.
Yeah, I'm kind of from the last most masterpiece convoy I saw. That's like a huge. It's like 3 times the size of a standard Optimus Prime figure. It's like a big beast of a thing.
To scale Gundam size.
To scale,
it'd be the size of a perfect grade Gundam.
I did see a truck at a fairground once that actually had, it was labelled Optimus Prime, and I like to think it was his retirement years.
Tired, becomes a fairground operator. Was he
periodically shouting Shabba from his radio window while kids were going round on the waltzes?
Well, it was a metal festival, so it was just AC/DC blasting from his little speakers.
Did it have a mullet?
Well,
what, the truck or the truck?
It had a mullet vibe.
So the answers we've got are, of course, the £1, £90, £100 and a penny, £114.68, £159.99, £425, £969.99, and £3,095.99.
Nice.
I thought it was really big and just I panicked.
Okay, starting with Gary, where are your bets going?
So I guess the 425, I'm going all in on that.
Okay. Next up, Polly.
Well, I'll go for the 969.99.
Both your bets on that?
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah. Okay, Niall.
Both splits 114.68 and 159.99.
Thank you, Dank. And Pizza Hut.
I'm going to copy Niall.
Thank you, Dank. And Sheena.
I'm going to go one on mine, so 969, and one on the 425, please.
And Aaron.
Okay, I'm going to put one on 90 and one on 425.
Damn it! I was going to go with one because I think everybody's over.
And no, okay, he's going. You, so is that what you're going for?
I'm gonna. Why would you have picked this for the game unless it's a whopper of a price?
I don't know. It's so confusion.
It's going to be something ridiculously extravagant, isn't it? It is.
It's going to be logical. The Optimus Prime Masterpiece Convoy. That's the prize that you're going to get.
Yes.
It's going to be like a gacha convoy.
I'm going to go. I'm doubling up on a pound.
Oh.
Wow.
I want Aspen to find my Transformers in future.
Yeah.
What do you think? It feels like he's undervaluing them. He thinks they're a pound.
Like he's just so northern he can't comprehend anything costing anymore.
No, but it's £1.90. No.
A Greg sausage roll or an Optimus Prime Masterpiece Convoy.
Same thing.
One.
A Greg sausage roll in the shape of an Optimus Prime.
Oh my god.
Is that made of mushy peas?
That's priceless.
Mushy peas.
Aww.
An Optimus Prime pastry case filled with sausage and then like baked.
Mushy peas sprinkled on top.
Yeah.
Like glitter.
Sounds like a good breakfast for me.
Providing sustenance to all sentient beings.
Open the back door with another gravy pours out.
Aww. He really likes to look after it.
Autobots transform and sausage roll out. I had to do it.
How much will Transformers Masterpiece MP44 Convoy Optimus Prime version 3.0 cost you on Hobby Link Japan? It will cost you £291.60.
No!
Damn it.
That's a bargain.
Greg and Niall bet right and Greg guessed right, so that's 2 points to Greg, 1 point to Niall.
I guessed $159.99.
Yeah,
you guessed the nearest price without going over.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah.
Decent.
Next up, question three. Throw that piece of paper away. How old is Jet Black in Cowboy Bebop?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Average high school student.
Can we get a picture?
You need a picture. You should know what he looks like.
You need a picture of Jet.
I do have a picture of him, like just in case.
Okay.
I'm checking out my tattoo on my arm with him on.
That's cheating.
Tell me that's real.
He's kissing Spike. It's a thing I got done.
And it's not Spike from Cowboy Bebop, it's Spike the dog from Tom and Jerry.
From the Rugrats.
It's part of a large fanfic orgy sleeve.
Yeah. Oh dear.
The day
after you get a tattoo is, I'll be very surprised.
What, you think I can't handle a tattoo?
You don't have
a
tattoo.
A secret one.
I don't, but you think I can't handle one?
No, I think you just
turned on. I'm going to take you over.
Whoa!
Corrupt you.
You got a bit aggressive there, but like, you just like never—you've never ever mentioned one.
I would love a tattoo. I always wanted a Guyver tattoo. That's what I always wanted, but
well,
What do you feel about that?
Watched
now?
The OVA and realised it was garbage.
You've had this discussion with me about tattoos loads of times, asking you need to get that Akira pill that you keep saying you're going to get.
Yeah. That is a good idea for a tattoo. Oh, it's a good idea for an infill.
Get the chest cannon on your pecs from Guyver.
Man.
The Mega Masher, yeah. Open your shirt.
Okay, the answers are in. Right. Stick them in Pod Pals.
I bet you they're all going to be similar.
That ice cream's misleading, Brian. It takes years off.
Why is he rubbing it into his face?
Ice cream of Ole.
And that one. That is the correct number? Yes, because there was 240s both.
Oh.
Greg and Aaron went for 40. So you've got 1, 30, 32, 38, 39, 40, and 52.
Okay.
I bet he's only like 25 or something, isn't he?
I know what I'm going for.
Okay. Go around the houses and we'll start with Holly this time.
He can't have left his 20 shot.
Holly, what are you betting on?
52. Because I'm not confident, but I have to be.
Doubling down on 52. Okay.
Yeah.
Niall.
Oh, don't regret this. I will go two ways on 38 and 40.
Okay. 38 and 40. Okie doke. Then we've got Greg.
All in on 40.
Okay. Then we're back with Aaron.
No, me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Sheena, sorry. How do you know the order? How do you know?
I'm taking
sorry,
over.
Sheena.
I'm going to scrap my choice. And I'm going to go all in on 38 because I think he's older than I thought he was.
Okay. Now with Aaron.
I think he's even older than you think he is. Because I bet all those mushrooms that he eats have a rejuvenating effect on his face, giving him a healthy, youthful sheen.
That
I think
true.
He's
40. Okie doke. And Anthony.
I will go with my own answer and double up on 38.
Okay.
I swear Brian
turns
around
and
says he's 12. He says he's 38.
12.
And Gary.
I will go for two bets on 38.
Ooh.
Well, none of you get a point for betting, but Gary gets a point for his guess. He is 36 years old.
What?
Wow.
No way. How old is Spike?
I didn't look that up.
20.
Or astral years.
And he's 33.
Spike is like 18.
36 years or 36 light years. Look at that hairline.
Oh.
Lack of a hairline.
Yeah.
I think Spike's 33. Just like Jesus was. Very Christmassy.
Jesus was born with
27. Spike's 27.
Oh, yeah.
27.
What?
You weren't like back then, though.
No, but he's in the future, remember?
Oh,
so
yeah, that's true.
I'm
yeah.
way
oh,
older than Spike.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
He was born in 2044.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You think they made Spike 27 because so many musicians have died at 27?
Yes.
Oh.
I think that's exactly why they did it.
We didn't die at the end. So
he wants 27 Club.
In 1998, people were obsessed with that stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's still
on. Aaron still is, by the sound of it.
In 1998, people had a dim view of people.
I try to weave it into every conversation. The only fact I know.
Fact
in 1998, people had a really dim view of people in their 30s, didn't they?
And they were right to do so.
Animators still do. Well, what's this 400 pound if you're only married by 120 after 25? You're a Christmas cake. What the fuck is that shit about?
How old's Faye? He's a little bit of trivia for you. How old's Faye Valentine?
Oh, she's like super old. Like she's
400 years old or something like that.
She's 70 something. Yeah,
I'm 70. Yeah.
For Captain in order. Yeah.
Anyway, enough about age. Now it's time to talk about length. Question four is, in centimetres, how tall is Piccolo?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how tall I am in centimetres.
Me neither.
I'm a pharmacist. Measure me.
How many centimeters a foot? Can we get that? Is that cheating?
Can I look my own height up in centimeters?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Given your large or small, you pick a low.
There's about 2.5 centimeters to an inch.
And just imagine it in meters, and then sort of it can't be like 2 meters.
Like 30 centimeters to a foot. You remember rulers when you were at school?
Okay. I figured out how tall I am.
All right. Ari's like twice the size of us.
And it's probably like Japanese sizes, so we've got to round down because I think everything
dynamic
is huge. Yeah,
I'm about
25 centimeters. You know, it just gives the illusion of height. But watch out for
you can actually stretch himself longer, remember? And when he stretches his arm.
Technically, his height could be infinite.
Let's just be thankful we haven't got to do Shenron's length.
Oh. I kind of did think about what it is in meters and then just, yeah. Butted.
Whacked a bit on the end.
Whacked a CM on the end of it.
Mm.
Oh, I forgot the CM. Shit, do I get disqualified? This is why I fail math tests. Oh.
Millimeters, oh gosh.
Under the microscope.
What the hell?
Okie dokie, that's Greg's answer. Yeah, Anthony. He's gone for that.
I haven't even got a single point yet.
Who do I not have yet? Who have I not looked at? Okay, Aaron. It will be Gary Hedges, whose answer I need to look at. And now I've got to rearrange them all in the correct order. So we've got one. We've got
170.
178. 182. 190. 195.
You are putting these in the chat, aren't you?
217.
Yeah, he will be.
224.
I hate when there's close ones.
I think I missed one out. Hang on. 170, 178, 182.
You sent them all to me, Brian.
Have I? 190.
Brian, insane man.
195.
So great, green tick against the right one.
217.
The more you feel
dilated. No, that was the right number. Okay.
That's why he's got the fake name. Agent Pizza
Olivia's
Hut.
Spies.
I'm the Russian spy.
There we go. 170, 178, 102, 190, 195, 217, and 224.
Right.
And we're going to start the betting with Niall.
Let's go two ways, 170 and 182.
Hmm. 170, yeah. And 182. Okay, then we've got Greg.
I'm going to go between 178 and 195, so one each way. Because, I mean, unless the next series, the next part of Dragon Ball Super has been revealed that they're all it's taking place in a microscopic universe, then he's taller than a centimeter.
Sheena. Depends who measured him, though. Might be
I think
person.
He's not even in the one range, like the 1 to 195 range. I'm going to bet half on each of the last two, so one on my own and one on 2.
Oh,
good
I
choice.
Think quite tall. I think it's quite a tall boy.
Hmm.
Then yeah. We've got Aaron.
I'm going to put one on one, because they all might be a little shorter than we would expect. And maybe one on 190, because that's my vote.
Then we've got Anthony.
I'm going to double up on my own, 224. He's a whopper.
Hey, yes. I agree.
He's tall, but I don't think he's that tall. And I think Goku's... supposed
nope.
to only be like five foot something.
Already, Goku will be like 140.
It's Japanese sizes, I'm telling you guys.
Right, yeah.
Mm.
Gary.
I am going to go... You know what, sod it. I was going to do a bit of a spread, but I'm actually just going to go all in on 178.
Ooh.
Brev.
Famous last words.
Holly, you find out.
I'll go with my 182.
Dank.
Blink.
Look up what the answer is. Piccolo is 226 centimeters tall.
Oh! Oh! Tall, he's a whopper.
He is a big boy.
Yeah, I know a big boy.
You must have been slouched when I measured him that time.
So what does that make him, like 9 foot something?
Not 9 foot,
7 foot 5.
Yeah.
How big is
he? I guess he is. He started as a bad guy. He was supposed to be intimidating.
When you look at him, when there's like a proper official like drawing of the Zed fighters all together, he's huge compared to
him.
Oh yeah, we should have had a picture.
I knew he was over 200 centimeters tall.
Shoulder pads.
He's bigger than Nappa. I think of his appearances like Dragon Ball Super, where like he seems to be like more average sized.
Anthony gets 3 points from that because he doubled down on his own bet. His
Hell
own
yes!
Whoa.
And Sheena gets another point.
Thank you.
So after the fourth round, Sheena is and Anthony are in the lead with 3 points each. Then it's Gary, Greg, and Holly with 2 points, Niall with 1 point, and Aaron bringing up the rear with zero.
Oh,
could make it come back.
Is there a double round at the end, did you say?
You can bet your points in the final round.
Oh, my God.
That's a problem for Aaron at this point.
I always thought I was taller than Vegeta. and now I know I'm not.
Aaron, I'll borrow you a point if we split the wins.
All right. Sounds good.
Next question. What were the total number of seconds of footage cut by the BBFC across all volumes of Mad Ball 34?
In seconds.
In seconds, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Man.
I'm going to use a calculator to work out how many minutes and...
This is such a rat. I've pulled this on my ass.
I mean, yeah, how would you know?
There you go.
Thank you, Danny.
How many episodes is the anime?
I think it's four volumes in the, at least the UK release.
Yeah, and over here too.
Four of them, about like the bones of 40, 45 minutes long, so work it down from there.
You have it in seconds,
that,
right?
Knowing that the only
in seconds, yeah. How many seconds of footage, not minutes?
Yeah.
Yes.
That could mean it's really small.
Or it could be Brian trying to trick us all.
Yeah.
I'm working with the assumption that they're not cutting a lot of whole scenes, but just the most climactic, violent moments of each of these scenes.
True.
But I don't know how much of a hack job it might have been.
Yeah, I'm assuming they just went, fuck it all. Just get rid of it all.
He's not even a cop anymore. He's a gardener now.
Just weighing on Greg.
Mystical property.
I now suddenly discovered it in a much easier way. He's just looking the recent ones and then it brings up the answer of this thing.
Oh.
Righty-ho. The answers were 1... 90, 120, 600, 640, 720, I've misread Gary's. Okay, go roll back. There's a 73 in there as well. Okay, did Aaron's yours was...
Oh, 90.
90, okay. Okay, I know the problem. I've written Anthony down twice.
Thanks.
Or maybe one for the right answer.
Oh, guys, okay. I'm taller than Krillin by a centimetre.
Oh.
Bless up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the answers were 1, 73, 90, 120, 600, 640, 720, and 4200.
Oh my God.
I don't just sense it.
That's 70 minutes.
Yeah. I did my calculations. I know I did.
And we're starting with Greg this time.
I'm going to put half on my guess, which was 600.
Yes.
And half on 90, because it might be less than I'm thinking.
That worked out.
Then let's go with Sheena.
Oh, God, I have no idea. Right. I'm going to stick with my own, so 640 and 120.
Okie doke. Then we're with Aaron.
I'm going to split between 90 and 120.
Then Anthony.
I'm going to double up on 720, my own answer.
Okay. Domestic.
720 HD.
Yeah.
720 kickflip.
I will stick one bet on 640, and then I'll stick another bet on my own of 73.
And then we've got Holly.
I'm going to split on 90 and 600 as well. I'm not confident about my own answer.
What, 70 minutes?
How long is Mad Bull start to finish anyway in total? Like
62 minutes long. It's not.
I think each volume is like about 50 minutes or so.
Yeah. I could be in with a chance.
And then finally Niall.
Leaving the heart of the centered footage. 120 seconds, my own answer. I'll go double on that.
Okie doke. The answer is 122 seconds.
Whoa!
There was 43 taken out of the first, 79 taken out the second, and then nothing taken out the subsequent ones.
Wow.
Possibly because at that point maybe Manga were taking the stuff
out.
I can think
of a few things.
Also, I remember the series goes downhill very much. The first one is the only one I would ever watch more than once, I think. Probably because nothing interesting happens in the third and fourth, according to these censors.
Yes.
You know, if you want to see someone in like a predator like robot suit give Mad Bull the finger, then you gotta watch that volume 4, buddy.
So Niall gets 3 points for that. Aaron racks up his first point.
Yay!
And Sheena gets another point.
On the board.
Woo-hoo!
So now the leaders are Sheena and Niall at 4 each.
Double jeopardy.
Righty ho. Next question, the penultimate question.
Oh,
unless you want more questions, because I did write another 7 on top of what I'm going to do. We'll see how the time's going. Possibly the penultimate one. In dollars, what was the Japanese gross of the number one film of the year? This is the overall number one film, not just number one anime film. Number one film of this year, Detective Conan, Zero the Enforcer. So it's how many, when you convert the yen to dollars, how much are they taking in Japan for Detective Conan, Zero the Enforcer?
This is like globally the best film.
It's the biggest film in Japan this year.
Yeah. Oh.
So this is just the Japan box office.
This is just the Japan box office.
But in American dollars?
Yeah, because I got it off a box office
budget. Yeah. Okay. I don't have a lot of reference for what constitutes a big hit in Japan.
Nobody likes Conan. That's all you need to know.
Nobody.
That's why it was the biggest.
Yeah. Just forget that little tidbit.
Salty.
He gets jealous of like a child detective.
So when you say the biggest overall film, like as in bigger than
whatever films came out that year.
Whatever films came out this year, this is currently the one which has taken the most money in Japan.
I don't dislike Conan. I just want people to get off the scent. I want to get people off the scent, you see.
Scent?
Yeah, people think it's going to be a whopping number, but it might be. Or maybe I'm double bluffing.
Yeah, I'm so used to looking at US numbers. I don't even know how many people go to the movies there.
Yeah, is it a big movie kind of going?
Well, it must have beat Infinity War.
Well, yeah.
I wonder if a big box office in Japan looks comparable to like a US big box office or a China big box office.
I know the answer's no.
Well, I don't when they get like, the answer.
Well, I know my answer is wildly ridiculous, but whatever.
Mine's pretty ridiculous.
I think mine's bang on.
I think you sent them to just me, Brent.
I haven't sent anything to you, I don't think.
Oh, what did I'm looking at all the
numbers. I'm
looking at the history of all the numbers I've sent you. Explains why one of them was 8.
I think we're waiting for Gary.
Just send it.
Okay, yeah, just seeing it there. Righty ho, let me get into Pod Pals correctly this time. Okay, we got $1. What was your base? Then $1 million. Then 4 million. Then 12 million.
Baby numbers.
Rookie numbers.
28 million.
This isn't Yo-Kai Watch, this is Conan.
53 million.
Changed your tune.
200 million. And then 500 million.
What? Half a billion dollars.
Has any film made that?
Avengers.
Maybe like Titanic or Avatar.
Oh, yeah, like Avengers in one country?
Quite as well, but man.
That last answer was Greg's.
Thanks for letting
now we start with Greg. Greg, you get to bet first.
Go on, Greg. Go all in on your
double
answer.
Up.
Go all in on 500 million. You know that's. I know that's the wrong answer. I already know that's the wrong answer. I'm going to split on half on 28 million and half on a dollar.
So you think the biggest move in Japan made less than $1 million?
I'm hedging my bets. I'm hedging my bets.
They had a lot of issues with the projectors over there. Every stream broke.
They had to issue a lot of refunds. People didn't like.
Sheena.
Right, I'm going to go half on mine, which is 12, and half on 52.
Clear off my number.
Shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's fair. X-rated.
We are getting competitive now.
Aaron.
I'm going to split between 52 and 200.
Oh, it's a good split.
Then we're with Anthony.
Double up on 52, my own.
Yep. And then we're with Gary.
I'm going to play it safe and put one on 52 and then another one back on 28, which is my guess.
Thank you, Luke. Then we're with Holly.
I'm going to split on 12 and 52.
Oh.
Then we're with Niall.
Good splits on 12 and 28.
Right, okay, let me see what the answer is. It has taken $80,403,452.
Jesus.
So that means everybody voted 52 gets a point, but Anthony gets 3 points because he's down on it and it was his guess.
I'm a Conan fan.
You're a fan. You're in the box office for each movie.
He flew over there to watch it.
Yeah, put some numbers on.
And then ask them, how's this movie been doing?
And then complain that Schwarzenegger wasn't in it.
Okie doke. Shall we make this final round or should we do some more? You got time for some more rounds?
Yeah.
This should be the final because I'm close to winning.
What do you like playing Monopoly? I bet you're awful.
Who? Brian?
Family. No, you.
Why would it be Brett?
Cash out now.
I want to see I want to see if Askew can get 101 in 6 stars. Or is that not the right question?
Okay, next question is, at the time of writing, how many episodes of Sazae-san have there been?
What?
It's the longest running TV program in the world.
Okay, of course.
Wait, what?
It's a friendly mama.
Cartoon, yes.
Wait, what was the question? I was too confused.
At the time of writing, how many episodes have there been?
So, at the time of writing, as in at the time now?
At the time I wrote the question.
When do you write it? 10 years ago?
Yeah, when did you write the question? Yeah.
Saving this
within the last week.
Oh,
wow. Ooh. Okay.
No idea.
Longest running TV show in history.
Definitely the longest running animated, maybe the longest running ever. I can't remember. Let's see what Guinness World Records.
I think mine's too low. I think mine, whatever.
Mine may be too low as well.
Okie doke.
Can't decide.
I mean, we've watched an episode, Anthony, so you just got to
remember. I know, I'm remembering the remembering the stats that we discussed.
Episode number.
Yeah, because it would have been famous anime podcast, wouldn't it?
Oh.
No, we watched it for, was it The Blind Spots? I think we watched it for the... So, no, I think we just watched it. I think we just watched it for watching.
Well, we've definitely discussed it on that before.
Because I know there's some big numbers in anime. Big numbers for episode counts.
Yeah, I think mine's too low.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared now. I'm scared out in my mind. Now. Snoop Dogg's are too high.
There he is.
Pop, pop.
Okay, you've got all the answers in now. Let's go. We've got one. 500.
Definitely that.
The longest. There's more episodes of One Piece.
That was a dumb answer, sorry.
700 more episodes of One Piece than that.
Don't give us clues!
1,000. 3,000.
Oh! No, you didn't say mine, Brian.
I'm sorry, I missed some numbers, yeah.
I'm scared now.
235.
Okay, 20 episodes? Okay.
No, 2035, Brian.
Oh.
Yes, 2035. Sorry.
I thought it.
Hang on, I've got some
mistakes. How many episodes have there been of Coronation Street?
Too many.
I've been watching the old ones. I'm like ITV plus one.
The old ones are way better.
They are.
So we've got 1,500, 700, 1,000, 1,099. 2,035, 3,000, and 3,042.
Oh my god, okay.
This is crazy.
And we're starting with Sheena.
Right. I'm splitting between 1,999 and 3,000.
Okie doke. Then we've got Aaron.
I'm going to put it all on 1,000.
Then we've got Anthony.
All on my answer, 2,035.
Then we've got Gary.
I'll put it all on my answer of 1,999.
Okie doke. Then we've got Holly. Oh, sorry, I missed Holly's off. Yes, no, yeah, I've got Holly's in there, 3,000.
Yeah, I want to split on 2,035 and my own. I think it might be more.
Then Niall.
Let's go splits on 2,035 and 3,000.
And finally, Greg.
Let's go splits between 1,999 and 3,000.
Come on.
Well,
the
answer is 6,477. Yes! Holly gets a point. Nobody else gets anything.
Oh my gosh.
6,000 on episode.
Oh my god.
When did this start? 10 seconds?
Wow.
Not very long, no.
Is it like a 5-minute show?
How long's it been running?
Is that number rolling as we speak? Like, is it still going on?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's happening right now.
They're writing new ones like as we're talking now.
It is like
recycling old stories.
How consistent is it? I mean, how many bad Simpsons series have we gone through?
Yeah. They may be I don't know whether they can each time slot or each episode within the time slots. I'm not sure. That was what the number was, though, on the video page.
The first 10 episodes were great. The rest of it's all stick, man.
Well, the thing with that is, there was the original author, she did not allow merchandising of it, which means there are no DVD releases.
Oh my gosh.
Basically, they can literally just remake episodes because you can never go back and watch an old episode of Star Trek.
Jeepers.
When did it start? Like in the 60s?
Yes, 60s, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking Chibi Maruko-chan.
Oh, yeah, it'd be segments, because, yeah.
Oh, if you'd said that.
That's
very different.
I didn't know what they were that now.
Don't blame me, blame Japanese Wikipedia.
The bastards.
Brian's just a vessel for the games to come down and attack us.
Next question. In Neon Genesis Evangelion, what year was Masato Katsuragi born?
No.
Can you tell us what year it takes place in?
Set. Yeah, when was 60s, set in the 60s.
I have a feeling it's set in the early 2000s.
60s. Yeah, I don't think it's too far away from now.
Yeah, I had to ask this question before it goes onto Netflix. So, I've watched it recently.
When was she born?
Okay. So it's how old or birthday?
When she was born.
Just the year?
Just the year, yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go... Okay, yeah,
I'm not happy with my answer.
I'm happy with mine.
Yeah, really.
Fingers crossed on mine. I might be betting too young. But
there's the drill man coming. To drill those numbers into you.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes, we could, yeah.
I had drilling yesterday, so it's weird. Somebody else is doing DIY. And
it's just somebody going by my apartment with a vacuum.
Hoover in your windows.
Anyway, it is only morning for you.
Passive aggressively loitering outside. Wait to let him in. So you're up in your apartment. Yeah.
Oh,
he wants to get in on the grotto.
Yeah, the ones who do that at our flats, they now wait until they sit outside in the car park till it's 6 a.m. And as soon as it's 6 a.m, they're through the door and hoovering in the foyer.
That's disgusting.
Oh, God. I put nails outside and just the vacuum.
I just cut the power to the building.
Blow the building up.
I'm not going to do that. That would be take a little too far.
Trip wires.
Who goes to the deposit?
Cheese wire.
Okay, that's interesting.
When is it heading cheese to that slices. Anyway? Sorry.
Next year. Sometime.
I hope February, it's early. Yeah, okay, cool.
It might be
Valentine's
Day.
Oh yeah, ask you, have you managed to flog your DVDs yet?
Yeah, I got it.
How much did you get for it in the end?
60. I only paid 50 for them back, like, way back when, so.
Did you include a little card within the package that says, see you on Netflix yet next year, sucker?
Reading the news, baby? I can see
the person who bought it know they were about to come out.
He sold it to someone living in 2004.
Yeah.
He sold it to Netflix.
They had to get some master copies.
Yeah.
The donkey's copies.
I'll have to put a promise to Gabriel. It'll have to be like a year one. So the Sada was, of course, over 2,000 years old.
Yeah, so the answers are 1, 1981, 1984, 1989, 1994, 1999, and there was two people guessed 2018. That was Aaron and Anthony.
Yeah.
Huh? Anthony also guessed 2018.
Good guess.
High five.
Yeah.
High five.
Let's start with Aaron. What are you going to put your bet on?
I'm going to split between 1999 and 2018.
Keep thinking. Anthony.
I'm going to do the exact same, 99 and 2018 split.
Mm-hmm.
Gary.
I will brave it and go all in on 1999.
Okie doke. Holly.
Oh, I can't remember when it was set. I want to go 1989 and 1999 and just be wrong on everything.
Okie doke. That's Holly. Niall.
We'll go splits on 94 and 99.
Agadok, and then Greg.
I can't remember how far in the future this is set. I'm going to split 84 and 94.
Agadok, and then finally Sheena.
I think it was set not as far into the future as we think. So I'm going to stick with my own guess, half on there, and I'm going to put half on 84.
Okie dokie. Then the answer is 1989 with Sheena's.
Right.
Then the answer is 1986.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, nice. Really?
I remember seeing the date kind of, you know what I mean?
I knew it was set in the early 2000s. I knew it was set like 2004 or something like that. That was like in my head. Like I couldn't remember if it was that or further forward. That's the problem. But...
Yeah.
She's the best character as well.
Yeah, she is. I really like her.
Well, that was the thing I remember when it said, because that means that Miss Arden was close to the same age that I am.
Oh, I'd marry that woman. She's great.
She's only a year older than me.
Yeah. Okay, Sheena at 6, Anthony at 6, Greg, Holly and Niall at 4, Gary at 3, and Aaron at 2.
Yep.
1986.
I'm still on
That's
the
my
board.
Age, I just realised.
What, you're 86?
No, I'm not 86. I'm looking really well for my age.
Witchcraft.
Yeah.
Lots of mushrooms.
Exactly.
And ice creams.
Exactly.
Next up, another episode-based question. This year, Yumiko Kobayashi took over as the voice of Shinosuke Nohara, Rei on Shinshan, when Akiko Yojima could no longer perform the voice. Which episode number did she take over on?
Oh, my
God. Oh, Lord.
What?
Shinshan, say hey. Shinshan.
When they put him in charge. I don't know how many episodes there's been.
No, I haven't either. I was
kidding. Right. I don't even know how many episodes there are of Shinshan.
Well,
no,
it started in 92.
Well, there's been less than 6,000.
Yeah, I was just going to say, no, there's less than 6,000. Yes.
Right. Okay, I'm going to go with this. I don't know why.
Oh, wait, is this segments or episodes?
Yes.
This is episode number.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, I'm going to go with that. It's wrong, though.
Okay, then.
Can I go with 1986?
Oh.
I'm going to be stupid and guess the same number I guessed for the last two rounds, because you know what? It's going to be right eventually.
Law of averages states that if there's enough questions, this number will eventually be right.
Yeah. You know, sort of quantum setting, it's bound to happen.
Yeah, no one seems to have caught on to the fact that if you're not sure of an answer, the kit thing is to not bet on your own.
Do a big range.
Because then you get a bigger range, because you get a point if it was yours.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's going with the all or nothing. I want 3
I thought
points
you had
or
to
I want.
Bet on the number to get, acquire the point.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Gary, Greg, Anthony, Sheen, Holly. I think it's Niall. Oh, there's not.
There you go.
So, the answers are. Is it one episode? Has there only been one episode? She was transferred off.
One episode, one of them.
It's just been running continuously. They never stopped.
Is it 301 episodes? Is it. Hang on. Come on, buttons. 600 episodes. 700 episodes. 782 episodes.
Suspiciously precise.
800 episodes. 980 episodes, or 1,999 episodes.
It's too distracting. We can stop.
Look at the dude.
So, yes, Greg stuck a gif of dude. Now the answer's disappearing as people stick gifs in the chat.
Right. Sorry. It was a Shin-chan gif. I have to.
Okay, let's start with Anthony. What's
your guess? Oh, why? Why me? I'm gonna go one on 600.
Okie dokie.
And one on 782. Neither of my own answers.
Then we've got Gary.
I'm going to go one on 782 and one on 980.
Okie doke. And then Holly.
Yeah, I'm going to go 782 and 980. My guess is lower, so yeah. Come on, strategy.
Then Niall.
My bet's on 700 and 800.
And then it's old Pizza Hut himself, Greg.
709.80. Go with that.
And then Sheena.
I'm going to go with my own, which I pulled out of my ass, which is 782 and 980.
And then finally Aaron.
I'm going to do 782 and 700. God. Oh, sorry. Can I change that to 700 and 800?
You can't yet.
Say no.
Righty ho.
Make sure that dude love gif goes onto the ITV website.
The answer is 970.
Oh, whoa.
So that means the 782 is the, 800 is the closest.
800, yeah.
800, yeah.
Sorry, wow. 800 is the closest, which means Niall gets 2 points, Aaron gets 1 point.
Well done.
Oh, you're lucky you did that swap, Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing me up to a cool, beautiful 3 points.
Niall's joined the 6 point club with Anthony and Sheena.
Hey.
It's good up here.
Means you increasingly get a dangerous amount of points to gamble in the last question.
Oh, no.
The next question, though, is how many episodes of each series of Osomatsu-kun and each series of Osomatsu-san combined have aired on TV?
No. Go on.
Okay.
So there was a series of Osomatsu-kun in the 60s, another one in the 80s, and there's been two seasons of Osomatsu-san within the past 5 years or so. How many TV episodes have aired on TV?
52.
I'm specifying aired on TV because Osomatsu-san has some TV episodes which did not air on TV because they had to remake them after ones were banned for being released on DVD.
Did you say there was a total of 4 seasons?
Total of 4 series.
Yeah.
Well, 2 seasons of Osomatsu-san and 2 series of Osomatsu-kun.
Gotcha. Okay.
Got Sheena's answer.
How many episodes of this is there? 4 seasons.
Show about 6 brothers, either as kids. It's disgusting adults.
4 seasons. Depends how big these seasons are.
It does.
It does, yes.
Because it's like...
Here's a hint. I've not guessed 1,999 for this.
You know what? That would do. Let's go with that.
What, 1,999? Brave break. Very brave.
So it's just Niall we're waiting for.
Yeah, okay. Let's do this mathematically. Mathematically.
Very close to another person's answer. Righty-ho. Here come them answers. We've got 1 again. Then we've got 46, 80, 188, 200, 205, 289, and 300.
Oh, God.
Okie doke. And then we're going to start the betting with Gary.
I'll go all in on 80.
Oh, wait. Hang on a sec. Did I say 80 or 180? I may have miswritten it.
You may have miswritten it, yes. Sorry, I misread it. 180 it should be. Okay.
Okay.
I've miswritten it, I think. Yeah. So I've misread it. It should be 180, not 180. That's all.
So what, is there an 80 as well as...
No, the 188 should be 180. I can't read my own handwriting.
Right, okay.
180.
Yes.
Darts.
Then we've got... Holly.
I would like... Oh, sorry. The chat just went for a minute.
Yes.
A split on 80 and 200.
Gary was being helpful, and then
Anthony. To be fair, I do like Richard Pryor.
Dart.
Gary had kindly pasted in the correct numbering, and then immediately Anthony played a Richard Pryor game.
I'm going to vote 200 and Richard Pryor.
Oh my god!
Great for radio.
Niall.
Okay. Let's go split on 150 and 200.
What was your first one?
180.
180. Righty-ho. Then we've got... it is Greg.
Let's go between... Yeah, I split mine on 180 and 205.
Oh.
Okie doke. Then Sheena.
I'm going to go 80 and...
Sorry, I didn't hear the second bit.
80 200? And... 200.
Take it or away. They've come for us.
Aaron.
I'm going to split between 180 and 205.
Then we've got Anthony.
This is tense.
It's pretty tense, yeah.
I'm going to stick with me own. Go hard on 289.
Okay, dokie. Well, we could pull Anthony out.
Why tell us that?
Because you're the last one. That's why I can tell you that.
Oh.
So the answer is 192, which means
rubbish.
God damn it.
Has it. So that's 2 points to Aaron. A point to Greg. And a point to Niall.
Thank you.
Taking Niall into the lead.
With how many points? Eight.
Seven.
Seven.
Next up.
Woo!
It is, what year did Gundam first air on television?
Oh man.
Okay.
Is it just original Gundam?
Yes.
Oh, Holly's gone.
We've lost Holly. Holly's gone. She's fled.
We'll have to split our points out between everyone.
Sure, this is right, but then I know there was some bullshit with the production of it, its original airing may have to be what's it about that?
Oh no.
Indecision is killing me.
Da, 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 da. Da 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 da. Hey babe, I can pay you to a kiss.
Sounds like that the more that was going.
Do you know if Holly's on her way back?
I think she's lost her internet entirely because she's also disappeared off Facebook.
Oh no.
Ooh. So she's online on Discord.
Huh?
Like to the right hand side of the Discord group.
Oh yeah.
It does, yeah.
Someone ran up and ripped the Ethernet cable out.
Slow to react.
Maybe she's scared she's going to lose. Don't bear it.
Okay, no. Well, we'll have to press on without her.
How unfortunate. That sounds mean. But
That did sound mean. That's
it was mean in the game sense. You know, like one less competitor. Nothing personal.
Liar.
Ask you.
Just until I'm out of the friends. I'm out of the friends.
Anthony's sitting there DDoSing all of us one by one.
The robots have come.
So, the answers are... 1. 1972. Oh, we were getting messages from Holly.
Oh.
Help!
Help me!
Yeah, so the answers are 1, 1972, 1978, 1979, 1983, and 1990.
Oh.
While we wait for Holly, because I believe she's the first person to start betting on this one.
She's just text me saying 1.
Yes.
It does feel like Gundam's been around that long.
It does.
Hey.
Oh, it's
I found the button.
You didn't get an answer in, but you can still bet. The things you can bet on are 1, 1972, 1978, 1979, 1983, and 1990.
Do you know what the question is, though?
No.
It's more fun when you don't know what the question is.
1990.
What year did Gundam first air? Does that
Oh, no, definitely not that then.
No.
What were the other ones?
72, 78, 79, 83. There was two people put in 1979. That was Niall and...
All right, okay, 72 and something in the 80s. Am I still here?
You're still there. We can hear you.
It went again. They're coming for me.
Next up is Niall.
Okay, I'll go splits on 78 and 79.
Then we've got Greg.
All in on 79.
Ooh.
Then Sheena.
Scrap my answer. I'm going to go half 79 and half 78.
Then Aaron.
I'm going to split between 72 and 79.
Then Anthony.
All on 72.
Ooh.
Nice.
And then finally Gary.
I think I'm going to put two bets. You know what? I'm going to put two bets on 1979.
Okie doke. The correct answer is
1979.
Oh,
fuck!
Okay.
Yes!
Hey!
Well done.
Oh, I got some points!
And you're a thing!
So, Greg gets 3 points, taking him up to 8.
Oof. Oh my gosh.
Niall gets 2, taking him up to 9.
Ooh.
Sheena gets another 1, taking her up to 7. Aaron gets another 1, taking him up to 6. And Gary gets another 2, taking him up to 5.
Wow. Once he's high and everything, I shouldn't.
Ones like that where seeing it or answers is not a help at all, because it just makes you second guess yourself, even though you know you're fucking right. It's like,
hearing everyone else, that was the thing. Everyone was dropping those guesses in the 70s, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, just imagine playing this in teams. So it's a team of people.
Oh, God. There'd
be corpses everywhere.
Corpses.
Because the game does allow you to play that, and I'm tempted to bring this to HabanaCon and do it that way. With the proper things where in the proper game, you can bet that you actually accumulate, like, bigger points to bet each time round. This is a simplified version.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next question is, in kilograms, how much does Pikachu weigh?
Aww.
What?
Kilograms.
If I don't get this, people are going to hate me. Okay.
Do we want decimal points?
Where's me?
Round it up.
Solid, nice round Pikachu.
Where's me Pokedex?
Or actually lost the weight.
I don't think he's super heavy. I'm gonna go with this.
He did lose weight, didn't he? Because he used to be really chubby. Like the original Pikachu art, he was a little fatty, wasn't he? And then they
don't body shame Pikachu.
Current Pikachu.
We're not body shaming him. We're just saying he's, you know, he's glowed up a little bit.
Yeah,
it's the number you find when you
his Instagram gym selfies. You know,
it's when you go into Google, how much does Pikachu weigh? This is the mainly from an article explaining how strong Ash must be because of all these
Pikachu. Oh, how would he carry them and stuff?
Yeah. Well, it came out because of Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. Mm. Obviously, you have them on your body, like the Pikachu of the Eevee. And it turns out that Eevee, like, weighs 7 bags of sugar and it's on your head.
What? Yeah.
What did I just come back trainer, into?
How does the trainer, able to withstand weight of 7 bags of sugar on their head?
I can't imagine he weighs much more than a standard cat, to be honest.
How much does a standard cat weigh?
Oh, that'd be giving away an answer.
Yes. Classified information.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is before or after Pikachu like switched to the keto diet.
Yeah, that's
before or after he became an anime character. Because when he was in the original games, he was bigger.
They made him slim down, or else they were going to recast him.
Yeah.
Like kilograms.
Stone. Oh, okay.
Stone.
Tons.
Can I get the question? Are we still guessing?
You go 3 miles to a hog's head.
Sorry, yeah. How much does Pikachu weigh in kilograms, Holly?
At his last Weight Watchers meeting.
Is this Detective Pikachu or just Pikachu?
Just Pikachu.
I think Detective Pikachu weighs more because I think Detective Pikachu.
He had the hat.
Yeah.
He might have that. He might have 7 kilograms under his hat.
Not only that,
that's true. He might have another Pikachu under his hat.
These PIs aren't known for their healthy diets, are they? So
no, it's all true.
I reckon Detective Pikachu, like, stopping by hot dog stands, getting his donuts and coffee.
Yeah, his brain must be bigger if he's got the capacity for speech, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's got, hasn't he got to fit Ryan Reynolds under his hat as well?
Well, then again.
like the film Ratatouille.
I don't know if, Meowth's brain is any bigger than a standard Meowth brain, but he taught himself to talk.
Yeah, he did.
The others are just too lazy.
But at the cost
those
of
those are pretty emotive episodes, actually.
Yeah, yeah, they can't learn any moves though because he knows how to talk.
Yeah, he has all his brain power.
Yeah.
Well, he knows fury swipes, doesn't he?
You're not seeing the sad anime, the sad anime episode of Meowth learning how to talk.
I'd rather be able to fly than speak.
God,
you
this
is want a Meowth that speaks in a really bad Queen's accent or
no? You
accent?
See, Adam is against Meowth.
Brooklyn, there we go. I knew it was one of the wards.
Meowth can't learn fly, ask you.
No.
Why not?
It's the wrong type.
Because he doesn't have wings.
You can build an air balloon. He doesn't need to learn flight.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, you can surf, whatever it is.
No, so, the answer can't do that.
Yeah, can't learn surf either.
The answers we've got are 1 kilo, 3 kilos, 3.5 kilos, 4 kilos, that was voted on twice by Sheena and Gary, 5 kilos... 8 kilos and 9 kilos.
Right.
If I get this right, my new surname is Gary Oak.
I think I know.
And we're starting with Niall this time.
Let's go splits on 3.5 and just 5.
Okie dokie. Then we've got, that would be old pizza out to Greg.
Between 3.5 and 4, I imagine.
So 3.5 then?
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's my bet. Between 3.5 and 4. One on each.
Oh, one on each, okay.
Yeah. Gosh.
Sheena.
I'm gonna put all of mine on 5.
Okie doke. Then Aaron.
I'm going to split between 5 and 8.
Okie doke. Then Anthony.
All on my 5.
And then Gary.
I'll stick and put all on 4.
Great.
And Holly.
I'm going to go between 5 and 8 because my cat is 8, but he's fat. he could, like, double his energy, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is scientific.
The answer is Pikachu weighs 6 kilograms.
Oh. Oh.
Hell yes.
Ash is more ripped than I thought he was.
I think that's like barely scratching the surface. I think there's things which all like weigh much, much more than these Pikachu.
Imagine they weighed the same while they were in the ball.
What a steel has made of? What metal is that? Carbon nanotubes?
Having an onyx in a Pokeball and it weighing
an onyx. So Anthony gets 3 points. Gina gets 2. Then Niall gets 1. Aaron gets 1. Holly gets 1. And that's it.
My cat gets a diet.
Niall's still in the lead with 10 points. Closely followed by Anthony and Sheena with 9.
Ooh!
I'm coming for you, Niall.
My not-so-gentle lip is pretty good, it seems.
Penultimate question.
Right.
In Evangelion again.
What do we have to?
Are the most number of members of Sealy that we see when they're having those meetings with, like, the big...
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
How many things do we see, or how many of them do we see in person?
What is the largest number we see at those meetings?
Of black obelisks with numbers on.
Yes.
God, no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, that's the point.
I'm gonna go with that.
It's gonna be 100 of them. It's gonna be something like some superstitious number or something.
Numbers coming out thinking fast here.
I have no idea.
A lot
open
of
a Bible and see what you got in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pick a number out of the Bible.
316.
I'm there to Corinthians. He does say, yes, I just came back from the Sale meeting.
120, 120.
We're deadlocked there on how to destroy humanity. We'll reconvene next week, see if we can go back to the angels and get a better deal.
Okay, so the answers we've got are 1, 4. Both Gary and Aaron went for 4. God, I can't read my own handwriting again. I know he just wrote it down. 6 from Sheena. 2 9s from Anthony and Holly. 10 from Greg and 11 from Niall. And we're starting with Greg.
Split my bets between 10 and 11.
Okie doke. Sheena.
I'm just going to put all mine on 6.
Okie doke. Then Aaron.
I'm going to split between 6 and 11.
Then we're on to Anthony.
I'm going to split between 6 and 9.
Oh, you little bugger.
You can as well.
Well, I'll be fine. I will.
Gary.
I'm going to put 1 on 9 and 1 on 11.
Then we've got Holly.
Yeah, I've split between 6 and 9, because I feel like it might be 7 now, because of the Bible. Oh.
Then it is Niall.
Splits on 9 and 10.
Okay, the answer to the most number of members of Sealy we see, it is 15.
Oh, what? What? Bloody hell.
So that is 11 is correct. So Niall gets a point for guessing 11.
Damn it. I put Greg him on 11 as well.
Yes, Greg bets on 11, gets him a point. Aaron bet on 11, gets him a point. And Gary bet on it.
Shit.
You had it on DVD, I ask you.
Yes!
If only you hadn't sold that.
Yeah, I would have known straight away. It's an overrated show.
It's written on the back of one of the back of one of the volumes.
Right, the final round.
Oh God!
Is the final musical round. So I do apologise if I blow your ears out this moment.
Can I ask a quick question?
No.
What the scores are?
That, as well as, do we have to bet in the last round?
You do not have to bet. No, you can just put your normal bets on. You get your 1 and 2 bets, and any points are in addition to those ones.
Oh, well, tell us how, tell us what we're all on so we can note it down.
So, yes, Sheena is on 9 points.
Thank you.
Aaron is on 8.
Whoa. Oh, cool.
Whoa.
Gary is on 6. Greg is on 9. Holly's on 5. Niall is on 11. And Anthony is on 9.
So we've got a total of 11 points to spend. Well, I have anyway.
I'm just excited to have points.
Yeah, sorry. It was maybe less inclusive, that one.
That was a freaking flex, wasn't it?
Can you hear that?
No.
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 Okay. Maybe it's not a musical round, because I can hear
it. Hum it.
Oh, I know why. Okay. Preventing you from hearing it.
Wiggle
now
your cables.
I apologise when I blow your brains out.
I'm scared.
Oh, Russian roulette. How are we going to do that? I don't know our podcast.
I didn't sign up for that. Da 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 da
da. Oh. That was someone shouting.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As soon as someone else speaks, I think it cuts out.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, shit.
Technical sex.
So we all got to be quiet.
It'd be hard, but you'll just have to.
Right, I'll mute myself.
For a bit. That's more editing for me to do. So yes, the final question is a musical question. And according to AnimeLyrics.com, how many times is Gar uttered in Yusha O Tanjo, the theme tune to King of Braves, Gaio Gaga?
Oh my god. Okay.
And I wish, if you've never heard it, I shall play you a little snippet of it here. Gaga!
You didn't play the most important part, did you? Here you go.
So he goes on like that through much of the song. But how many times is the word gar uttered, or the phrase gar?
G-A.
G-A, as in gar.
Does guy count as a G-A?
No.
Okay. Just check. I don't know. Brian has some technical things he plays.
Not saying ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Very saying ga-ga-ga.
I'm just checking. I'm going to ask these weird questions.
Bird baby with a
radio guy guy.
How long did you run for?
I have no idea.
Mathematical calculations here.
I just switched the thing off.
It ran for about 10 episodes. I don't know.
No, I mean, how long is the intro?
I don't know.
2.3 minutes. But it's whatever it is according to the website I said. AnimeLyrics.com. So it's probably more than Idol actually plays in the 90 seconds. It's the full song version.
So we're answering about the full song?
Yes.
Okay, I'll change it.
55 seconds is how long the song goes.
2 guards every 5 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the real version, not the versions which go on for like 12 minutes.
It's a 12-minute version?
Of course there is. There's 12 minutes of everything on YouTube.
There's a lot of
YouTube extended
ones. Well, it's because the OVA one has got like an orchestral version of it which goes on for quite a long time. With a more operatic ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga going on it.
I was going for the extended play. I've really...
Right. That's Holly's guess. That is Greg's guess. That's Sheena's guess. That's Anthony's guess.
I'm scared.
I've almost got this. And...
I think I might have...
Niall's counting them. He's got half a headphone on now. Like.
I think I've been too conservative here.
I think it is something like this.
Well, and then that one. Okay, right, we've got all the answers safely gathered in. So, first is one. Is there only one gar in the song? Or is there 64 gars? Or maybe 72? Or maybe 112? What if there's 168?
Oh, God.
Or are there 200 guards? Maybe there's 272. Or possibly there's 340.
Extended play.
340 was in before I explained how long the song was.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
I'm scared.
For the benefit of those listening, Greg has posted a GIF of the Count from Sesame Street, so I expect him to deliver his answer speaking like the Count from Sesame Street.
And I will just bear in mind that the song is 235 seconds long.
Oh, that changes
Could we
everything.
Points across every
Whoa!
Answer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No, you can still only bet on two.
Okay.
But you can spend additional points as well as your normal two bets on those bets.
Ooh.
And we'll start betting with Sheena.
Oh my god, right. I have 11 points, don't I?
That's Niall. You've got 9 points.
Cheeky.
Wait, do I not have an extra 2 points?
Oh yes, no, so yeah, you've got those two, you got the two betting points as well, yes. That's
so correct. I could bet like 6 on 1 and 5 on 1, yeah?
That's correct, yeah.
Right. I'm gonna go 6 on 340 and 5 on 272. I'm gonna
go off. If Sheena gets both of those wrong, does that mean she's back to zero?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Listen, it's Christmas.
Do it.
Do it for the kids.
It's the holidays.
Why not?
Wow. This is a pointless celebrity. You don't get 500 quid to give to your charity of choice.
Well, I wouldn't have done it if I'd have known that.
Aaron.
How many do I have? Eight?
8 points plus two. 8 points plus your two betting points, yes.
Okay. I'm going to put 5 on 72 and 5 on 112.
Ronnie, how? Then we've got Gary.
I think I'm going to put...
You don't have to bet all your points either.
Yeah, no, I'm going to put... So I'm going to put my two free bets on 168. And yep. I'll put like maybe 2 points on... Actually, no, you know what? I'm going to put 2 points on 168. So that's 4 points on 168, two coming out of my own score.
Yeah. So that could earn you 12 points if you're right.
Cool.
Then we've got Holly.
I'm just going to go like really conservative with the standard normal 2 points. Because gambling's for losers. So I'm going to go one on 72 and one on 168.
Yep. You're all pussies.
Niall.
I'm going to tip my two regular bets.
Yes.
Oh, you monster.
On 200 and 340.
Wow.
200 and 340.
That's it.
Again, the song is 235 seconds long. They would have to be saying "gar" more than once a second.
They might dub like another voiceover that could have been more "gars."
Yeah, like harmonies and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You get like four for the price of one.
And gang vocals.
"Gars."
Gotta remember gang vocals.
Greg.
Exactly. Yeah.
Your bets.
Well, I originally guessed that there could be 200 "gars" in this song. Ha, "gar," "gar." I think I'm going to split. So let's see. I'll put 5 points on 112.
Five.
Yeah. And I'll put 4 points on 168.
I'm feeling really pressured about gambling now.
I like the idea of everyone gambling all their points and being left with zero. And Niall's just sat there like, nice.
You've got to know when to hold them. You've got to know when to fold them.
Yeah.
I don't know any point. I'm not going to get any points.
I don't play poker. I play roulette. I put it all on. If I lose, I lose.
The answer is...
Well, I've not answered. I've not guessed.
Have you not guessed? Sorry.
Oh, boy.
I do apologize.
Ask you to put all his points on one.
A new challenger has entered.
Yeah. All sorry, 11 points I've got available.
Oh, my God.
72, my
answer.
Oh, no. Ooh. I have done it.
Ooh, he sat there Googling it with his mic on mute.
Should we have a drum roll for the proper answer? Yeah. Should we have a drum roll?
Whew, I'm scared.
How many points did you bet? All your 9 11. Points. Yeah, okay.
And yes, it was my answer.
Ooh.
The answer, according to animelyrics.com, the word "ga" is uttered 76 times.
Whoa!
Bloody hell.
That's bullshit.
How many points? Tell me the points.
Triple, don't you?
Okay, got to do that. So, Aaron. Oh.
I don't want to hear the points.
Yes, we do.
He lost 4, but then he bet another. So then he got 10 on there. So he got 14 points, Aaron, total score.
Yeah, that might
win with that.
Holly just put her double on there, so.
I am on fire right now.
Literally.
This is the feeling. This is what gamblers want. Money.
When the fun stops, stop.
Once you see the casino, they are. It's on a roll now.
Anthony went crazy. He put that on there. He put that on.
He's never going to let me live it down.
Oh, no. And it was my answer.
So you go.
All right.
Oh, God.
Flexing all about the place. Weird flex, though.
Okie doke. Right, now got to knock all the points. So Sheena lost all her points.
All right. The knife.
No, I didn't bet any points, so he's still on 11. Gary bet that.
Two of my own.
Two of those, and yeah, so that's just... Okay, you're down to 4. Greg, he lost, but he's down to 0 as well. Okay, so final scores are Sheena 0, Greg 0, Gary 4, Holly 7, Niall 11, Aaron 14, and Anthony 21.
Have I not got more than that?
No. He still won.
Actually, the extra point for guests, it's 22 points, I think. Yeah.
This is the best podcast we've ever done.
I'm not coming back for Christmas next year, boo.
I am. I need retribution for my stupid. What I did should be used in like gambling adverts. Yeah. I could have won. One stupid decision.
Textbook casino failure.
Yeah.
After Ray Winston shows up in between your football match, that
they're not allowed to do that anymore. I'm pretty sure they're not allowed to do that anymore. Ray Winston won't be on your telly anymore between you.
Oh, really?
Between halves. Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom got his Sky Sports on behind the times.
So what's
because
Anthony
of Ray
won?
Winston or
Annie won. Anthony has won.
Are you okay, Annie?
Yes, Anthony's won the ability for me to remember next time I see him to actually bring that copy of Ping Pong for him.
Oh, sweet. I'm buying it off him.
He's buying it off me.
Yeah, all your jets, people.
Yeah, yeah. 21 DVD, this for me for a fair price.
He's won the ability to purchase
less
the DVD.
Now, I bet it'll be in the sale again within the few days' time.
Or you're still going to charge him the original price, right?
But it'll be on Netflix tomorrow.
It's already on Crunchy. Yeah. But it's just a great, great, great show.
Righty ho, that is the Christmas episode over with. I'm now going to edit into this into a listenable form.
Whee!
Whee!
Wait, so what are the runner-up prizes?
Oh, well.
What is the second place?
Biggest Loser.
Lump of coal.
The prize is the friendship we've all, like, lost.
The lessons we learned along the way. You can take these numbers.
Let's have a look at what you could have won.
And if it's happy for home game.
You can show off to your families over Christmas. You go. While you're sitting around Christmas dinner, you'll be asking people how tall is Piccolo.
Yeah.
Can we get a printout?
I can learn so much through that.
Righty ho, too much cross talking. End of podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Wait, what? We don't get to plug anything?
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.